Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and this afternoon I'm delighted to be joined by Kevin McCluskey. We are watching Celtic 2, Hearts 0, and I'm going to put it out there, Kev, probably one of the best first halves that we've seen this season. You and I have, of course, covered quite a lot of the games, the majority of the games, and we've sat at half-time frustrated, a wee bit anxious. Not today. What's different today?
Yeah, so I'll agree with that first comment. I think this has been probably one of our best, if not our best, opening 45 minutes of the season. We've been very controlling of this game. I don't think I would go so far as to say we've like completely dominated it, because Hearts have had opportunities.
Yeah,
but we've always looked in control, which is something that we've lacked at times. And it's such a nice feeling to come in at half-time and have a smile on our faces and be able to talk about a pretty good first half. Rather than one where you're going, oh, we've seen this game before, you know, we'll wear the opposition down, chances will come and we'll do it in the second half. Nah, this is different. We've been on it from the first minute, or the second minute, because I'll give Hearts their due, they did get a chance within 90 seconds. But since then, we've controlled the game. I think the midfield has looked pretty, well, in control of things. I don't know if anyone's really... I don't think McGregor's been a standout, I would say, but the other two, O'Reilly's been sensational, his assists for the goals, same with Hatate. I mean, the ability to spot and pick out Kyogo for the first goal and the weight of the pass is incredible. I think those two have been brilliant. Kyogo himself, obviously, has looked up for it. He's been lively. He's been playing his game, and we've played to his strengths today, which I think has been a big thing. And then the rest of the guys, I mean, the back four has been pretty solid. Kuhn and Forrest have done the job and they've had the ball. I think we've just been on it from the very first whistle. And that's what we need to be in these games. And we haven't done it often enough this season, but I think it shows when we do manage to do it, we are a force to be reckoned with.
No, you're right. And I'm really keen to bring in some of these comments. A lot of them are echoing what I've been thinking in that first half. So we'll start off with Barry O'Sullivan. Performance so far, clinical. I think the two words are clinical and ruthless, because you said something there, Kev, regarding the fact that it's not been like complete domination. Hearts have come out to attack Celtic, and I think they've created chances. They've had us on the back foot. We've had to defend. And at one point, you know, there was 12 corners and it was six apiece, and that was only something like 25 minutes into the game. Hearts have come out and they've had a go at us. And I think that's where the ruthlessness comes in, right? Because you've got to be ruthless in a scenario like that, because if Hearts take their two chances and we don't, you're looking at December and you're going into half-time and the mood's low, the energy's low, completely different. Could have been more as well. Paddy Lavery, always a pleasure to invite Paddy into the comments section. Where has this performance been all season? Sometimes you wonder, Kev. Sometimes you wonder. You know, it just doesn't click. And we do know, by the way, we're not getting carried away, because we do know that we have had poor halves of games this season. But Paddy's right. You do ask yourself, where has this performance been? Now, we're going to bring this one in from the big fella, Ewan Martin, who reminds us that a very important save at 1-0, 10 minutes into the game, from Scrappy-Doo, Cammy Devlin. What a save it was. And once again, Kev, we're talking about a big save from Joe Hart, an important point of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that Joe Hart might be in the running for the Player of the Year, a few folks, including myself, at the initial thought of it, kind of scoffed at it. And they're like, no, really? But once you think about it, he has been incredibly consistent this season. And there's so many games, if you look back, he's the man that's made a big save, a big moment. The one I'll always pull out is the save against St Johnstone in the last minute. 2-1. If that goes in, it's 2-2. We drop 2 points. We go down the park and make it 3-1. Huge save. And he's done it again today, because Hearts have caused us problems in the last two games. They've obviously beaten us in both those matches. If they get the equaliser then, so soon after we've taken the lead, you know, it gives him a big boost again, and it's, you're in a proper game. It's game on. But he makes that save. He's defended his goal really well today. He's come out, actually claimed a few cross balls and palmed them away into safe areas. He's been pretty solid once again. And he's, you know, Roy Keane will tell you he's just doing his job by making those saves, but the big, big saves. And you notice when he's not doing his job if they go in. So, you know, you've got to give the big man credit once again.
Yeah, they're doing their job, and then they're doing the job well, and he's done the job well.
Exactly. I mean,
you mentioned the St Johnstone game. That's one that sticks in my mind. But there's been occasions in recent times as well, obviously the Aberdeen penalty save, having missed a penalty himself, in the Scottish Cup semi-final. I think in the 2-1 game against Rangers at Celtic Park, there were two saves in the first half, actually, that were very important in the great scheme of things as well. So, yeah, just doing his job, but doing his job well. And I think it's good to know, Kev, that you were cringing when I said that Joe Hart might be the player of the season. It certainly wasn't about the sentimentality. I know we can be a sentimental bunch. Celtic fans are sentimental, right? That's just the way it is.
I see.
But it's not just about that, is it? I mean, his performances have been excellent.
They have been, and that's where I was. That's where the cringe came from a little bit. You know, thinking, oh, he's not going down that road, is he? You know, give him it because it's his last season. But I know it's not. And when you look at, like you say, the balance of his performances across the season, his name's got to be in there for the running for sure. Like, big saves and big moments of matches. Yeah, he's only doing his job, but lesser keepers would let some of those shots in and would cost his points. Joe Hart has won us points this season, and that's the mark of a good goalkeeper.
So what you were doing when I was talking about that the other week, and your eyes were averted and they were down looking at your phone, it was a cringe emoji sending it to all your Celtic groups. I know what you're up to, son. Bohi Bob. Good enough, says Bohi Bob. Bohi Bob, who is that kind of monkey superhero character that's in your avatar? Let us know. Looks like a 1950s retro comic book or something. Good enough. Wish we had got the third, fourth or fifth, because you never know, right? The point you're making, actually, I think there was a period of time I've got here whereby Kyogo flicks one. It was an audacious flick from a Forest cross. And a few minutes later, Greg Taylor has a shot saved by the goalie. Matt O'Reilly has a shot saved. And then Kyogo has probably the best chance. Kyogo has another one saved. There were four really good chances in the space of, 10 minutes. And I do worry, because I've said probably over the last 3 or 4 weeks, Kev, it's the three-goal thing. It's the Jim Orr thing. He goes on about not enjoying the football until you've scored the three. And I just think that to get the three goals, right, you've got that cushion that we never managed to get at Dens Park, and it makes things a bit tense near the end of the game at 2-1, because we do have a mistake in us, right? And you've also got the issues that we've had this season with decisions being made. I mean, first half, not bad, I would say, from the officials. There is one thing I want to pull out in relation to Forrest and a high boot. But I do only feel confident and comfortable at the moment, Kev, when we get up to three.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I think recent history has shown us that that's maybe kind of the magic number that we need to get to be sure that we'll get the points. Don't want to get carried away because we have been here as well at certain points in the season eulogising about a first 45 minutes and then the second half hasn't quite matched up to the expectations. But that first 45 felt different somehow. It felt like there was real control over the game. Even when Hearts did have their chances, it felt almost natural within the game that that's just how it was going, but we've controlled the game. My notes are about the half an hour mark when I'm starting to think we're controlling, we're not dominating, but what we're doing is being clinical and we're taking our chances.
Yeah.
And then there's that spell. It's the final, for me, it's like the final 5-7 minutes of the half when we're creating all those chances. We're turning the screw at the right point. Now, if we get a third goal within that period, it's game over. So if we can come back out with that same mentality in the second half, look to get an early goal in the second half, then it is game over. Hearts have shown that they've got the ability to threaten us, and I think that's a good thing that they have, because hopefully, and maybe in other games, oppositions haven't done that. They've been happy to go in 1-0 down at half-time, knowing that they'll get chances in the second half. Hearts have created them. We're aware that they can do it. We should be switched on in that second half to prevent them creating clearer chances. And we've definitely got it within us, I think, to get a third goal in the second half. And if we get it early enough, who knows, we could get a 4-0, we could get a 5.
Well,
we just never know.
One man predicted that before the game, and that was me. And I think Keimatsu said, I don't know if I was getting carried away or if I don't know what I'm talking about. At least you weren't cringing, Keimatsu. Managers over the last period have had some kind of like moment, Kev, where they've said something that's become very quotable and it's almost become their motto, and it's ended up on T-shirts, mugs, mouse mats and anything else you can print it on. This is just the beginning. That was Neil Lennon. He went on to talk about bringing back the thunder, remember? You then, of course, had the Ronnie Roar and We Never Stop from Big Ange. Now, earlier in the season, Brendan Rodgers, not that long ago, Joe Hamilton points out, he said, this is the time of the season when Celtic comes alive. Now, I'm not being funny, but see over the last few weeks, and it's been very calm, it's been very understated, I think. But I think Brendan Rodgers has played a blinder. Now, what I'm going to say by that is, he's talking Forrest up. He's talking Jamesy Forrest up before Forrest is really involved, right? And then Forrest comes back into the team. Scores a very important goal against Aberdeen. Scores a double against Dundee. I think he's been brilliant in the first half this afternoon, right, against Hearts. And you're thinking to yourself, Brendan knows what he's doing here, right? And then he's talking about this is a time when Celtic comes alive and the fans start believing again, Kev. You look at that atmosphere in the first half. Celtic fans were electric in that first half. Absolutely brilliant. You can feel the energy, you know, from sticking on Glenn Daly to the half-time whistle. You can feel the energy. And I know that Brendan has come in for a lot of criticism this season, right? A lot of people probably had him on a short leash because of the way he left first time round, Kev. I get it, totally get it. But I do think he's played a blinder, Kev, just with his press conferences, the way that he's composed himself, the way that he's conducted himself. Bit of credit to Brendan, I think.
Yeah, I think there's been a real mood change around the club in the last wee while. And I was trying to check back at the fixtures to see where I felt it. I'm not sure if it's the same.
What was
John's
the first fixture after Lovell left?
Well, it might have been that one. I'm trying to look back, and there's, because I remember going into the game against Rangers at Ibrox, and we did the show, and it was probably the first Glasgow derby for a while where I felt very confident that we would get a result. And I'm not sure what it was that gave me that confidence, but I just felt maybe it was the press conferences leading up to the game.
Yeah,
Clement seemed as if he was under pressure. He was very stressed. Rodgers was handling it. And from then onwards, if maybe not the game before, I haven't felt overly concerned about this runner. I'm confident we would win today. I know we're only 45 minutes through and there's another 45 to go, and we've done Jekyll and Hyde this season so many times, but I'm confident we'll see it through. I've got confidence for next week, and if we do that, then we're pretty much won the league. Now, there's been a change, and a month, 2 months ago maybe, we were sitting here, and you're worrying, going into every game, every half, will we actually do it? Are we going to get the 3 points? Something's changed, and I think you've got to give a bit of credit to Rodgers for how he's handled those press conferences recently, and the confidence, I think, that he's emitting that's coming out to the players and the fans. You know, we spoke lots last season and about Postecoglou and the team being mentality monsters, and that seemed to have gone a little bit. But see, just recently, I think it's come back, and it's at the perfect time. So yeah, we're going into these final few games. Confidence is high. And you've got to give the manager credit for that, because he takes stick when things go wrong. So you give him the praise and the praise when it goes right.
No, you've got to. You're absolutely spot on. Capital Mark. Top quality all round, tempo and intensity is everything we want. That has returned with a vengeance. There's no doubt about it. Jean-Paul II, we've chased everything. That's true as well. We've continually done that throughout the game. Where we've been all season, and Forrest has been electric. I'm going to ask you a few things about players who have either been written off by us or by fans over the last few weeks, or maybe they've not been played to their full potential under Brendan Rodgers. You start off with Kyogo. Kyogo could have had a hat-trick in that first half, Kev. Absolutely no concerns. Back to his usual self. Rio Atati threading passes through to him. And, you know, all season, Rodgers has been saying, I've not told him to play any different. And then just recently, he's been talking about working closely with the coaches, with the wingers, because they've got to do it differently. That's one of the reasons why Forrest has come in as well, I think. Kyogo's flying, and I wouldn't bet against him getting a hat-trick today.
No. Anyone that was seriously writing off Kyogo would probably need to go and get their head checked. He's a phenomenal football player. He might not have the goals to show it this season, but he is the best centre forward in Scottish football, I think, by quite some distance. His biggest failing this season was the fact that he wasn't getting the service from the wingers. It wasn't on him. Anytime Hugo's had the chances, he's been putting them away. You look at Ibrox, he scored the big goal there that wins us the first game. He scored the goals at Celtic Park against Rangers that win us the match there. When the chance presents itself to Kyogo, he scores, and he's done it again today twice. He's a top, top player. You cannot write him off. You don't know football.
Well, he's on 18 goals this season, 5 assists. Who would bet against him topping the 20 goals that he got in his first season at Celtic? We're going to go back to the action. We're happy. Let's hope we're happy at full-time as well. So join us then, and we can have a wee chat about the full 90 at Celtic Park. Thank you, 1,200 strong plus, for joining us in the comments field live. And thank you once again to Kevin McCluskey for joining me on A Celtic State of Mind.
Nice one. Cheers, Paul.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.